This is NPR.
Thank you, Mike. As the death toll in China's earthquake rises, new fears and struggles for survivors. NPR's Andrea Hsu is on the ground in Chengdu.
After two powerful aftershocks yesterday, there were rumors today that another big one was on the way. State radio and television quickly debunked those rumors and sought to reassure people that Chengdu city is safe, despite continuing tremors. There is, however, growing concern for people living downstream of the Tangjiashan Lake. That lake was created as a result of landslides. More than 160,000 people have been evacuated from the area out of fears that the lake could burst. Meanwhile, China has appealed to Japan for relief supplies and transport. China is still in need of tents for the millions of people made homeless by the earthquake.
NPR's Andrea Hsu reporting from Chengdu. New numbers from the Pentagon show 40,000 troops with post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, since 2003. They say cases jumped 50% in 2007. Top officers say several factors are driving the rise. 2007 was the most violent year of combat in Iraq and Afghanistan. Many warriors have done two or more tours of duty. As high as these numbers are, Pentagon brass is worried the real toll could be even greater. They say many cases aren't reported. The Defense Department arms warriors with rifles and tanks. State Department workers do battle with words. But there could be a shortage of diplomatic troops for Iraq. Employees volunteer to work at the embassy in Iraq. About 300 positions need to be filled there in 2009. The State Department sent a worldwide notice asking for more volunteers and a warning that staffers could be forced to go to Iraq if there aren't enough vols. Digital TV is coming in 8 months, but a new study shows 1 in 5 homes isn't ready. Joel Rose has more.
Most TV broadcasters will flip their signals from analog to digital in February of next year. If the switch happened today, the firm Nielsen says roughly 10 million American households would not be able to watch TV at all. That's actually a slight improvement over 3 months ago, when the federal government began offering $40 coupons to help viewers buy converter boxes that will allow them to watch digital signals on old analog televisions. But the Nielsen study suggests that millions of households have yet to take advantage of the program, with Hispanic, African American, and younger viewers being the least prepared for the transition.
Jill Rose reporting. To sports, the L.A. Lakers are one win away from the NBA Finals. They beat the San Antonio Spurs on the road last night to take a 3-1 lead in the Western Conference Finals. Game 5 is in Los Angeles tomorrow night. Tonight in the Eastern Conference Finals, the Detroit Pistons visit the Boston Celtics. That series is tied 2-2. In hockey's Stanley Cup Final, the Detroit Red Wings have a 2-0 lead over the Pittsburgh Penguins. Game 3 is tonight. That is your news and your sports. If you need more, it's online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.